The Burt Show. Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Burt Show's Entertainment Buzz.
This is your sign to not throw things at artists while they're performing.
Come on. I mean, this is the dumbest thing.
Bebe Rexha got absolutely decked while she was in the middle of a concert this weekend. So Bebe was just bopping around, doing her thing, singing, you know, doing her literal job. And then all of a sudden, somebody threw an Android phone at her. And she didn't get knocked to the ground, but it was clearly so painful that she had to keel over and lie down on the floor. Her team comes rushing over. People are freaking out because she literally just got smacked in the face with this massive phone. This would have never happened with an iPhone.
Dude, one of those things, yeeted
that phone too.
Yeah, they did.
It hit her hard.
Is this one of those things where people are throwing their phones up on stage because they have like a message on the phone for the artist to see when they pick it up? Maybe.
No. So when the guy was asked why he did it, he was like, "Well, I just thought it would be funny."
What?
Well, a lot of people too will do that. They throw their phones on the stage because they want the artist to record. Like they'll pick up the phone while it's video recording, and the artist will like leave a message, do something, and then they give the phone back.
They're gonna have to start performing like behind a net, like you see at baseball games,
with full SWAT team outfit on.
Like I watched that thing multiple times, and it looked like the edge of the phone is what like hit her right in the eye. And she was like, she was stunned. Because like you said, she didn't immediately go down. But then she turned around and I think it kind of washed. Because you have adrenaline when you're on stage anyway. Mm. Then all of a sudden you get pelted in, you know, in the face by something. That's terrifying.
Yeah, it's so scary. So he's been charged with assault, aggravated harassment, attempted assault, and harassment.
You know she's so sweet that she'll just go drop the charges, but somebody else is going to be like, oh, absolutely not.
Oh, Bebe Rexha?
You think? She's going to go like, uh-uh.
Bebe Rexha, how do I put this? And I want to be nice about it. She takes no S.
Okay.
So I remember, Cassie, do you remember? I can't remember if it was like an AMAs or a Billboard, and our company had a party, a post party after our Radio Row interviews, and she was performing, and people were talking to me because it's a bunch of radio people. And so you take for granted when you have like a star artist up on stage performing their new songs or just performing for you, period. She stopped the whole thing, and she told everybody, yelled at everybody, if you don't stop talking, I'm walking off the stage.
Good for her. Wow. But when there's like a felony on the line, and you're going to send somebody to jail over something like this, don't you think? Even if she's kind of a badass, she'll go, I don't want the dude to go to jail over this.
Why wouldn't you? He hurled a phone at her eye. He could have blinded her.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Would. Like, get your butt in jail.
That black eye looked pretty serious.
It did.
Yeah.
I'm sure stitches too, right?
Somebody said.
Yeah. And you got to prove a point that it's not okay, because then otherwise, because like the only reason people will do the thing with the recording phone is that it's successful. You see a photo of Harry Styles on TikTok, like, look, Harry took my phone. And now you're out in the audience thinking, well, I want that to be me. But it doesn't sound like that's what this guy wanted to do. It just seemed like he wanted to be an a-hole, which, like, why be at the show anyway?
This is what I preach to my kid, my 16-year-old, all the time, that it's not a 16-year-old lesson, but an adult lesson also. Your life can change like that. One stupid mistake like that, just throwing a phone on stage. If this dude goes to jail, his life has changed forever.
100%. And now he's all over the internet. Anytime you Google his name, this is what pops up.
But there's a difference. So there are stupid mistakes, and I've had my fair share, but not when I was trying to injure somebody. Like, that's the difference. Like, my dumb mistakes would only hurt me and maybe some property, but not another person. So I feel like at some point, when do you say, like, it's not a dumb... Now, if we get word that he was drunk out of his mind, I could maybe be like, all right, that was a really dumb lapse in judgment. You were trying to do this. But if you hurl a phone with intent at an artist...
We don't know that he was throwing it to hit her in the face, though. I'm guessing he was throwing it to get it on stage and accidentally... was spot on.
I don't know. The aim was pretty impressive. Like, it went straight for her face. It wasn't like right at her kneecap trying. Because sometimes if they want the phone to get on stage for like a video, they'll kind of like do a low throw. So
underhand
it's like, they'll underhand
like
it.
Like a frisbee.
Yeah, like a frisbee.
Versus a baseball.
The dude is going to get whatever is coming to him. And as I tell my 16-year-old, you made that choice, man. So you can't control the repercussions. You made a choice.
Yeah. BB's being a good sport about it on her Instagram. She actually did a little callback to her hit song to let people know she's good. Reports are saying Meghan Markle didn't do interviews for her $20 million podcast deal. I'll tell you what Spotify execs are saying on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.